What is up, guys? Austin Newman here today, and I just wanted to maybe open up a discussion for filmmakers out there. And I wanted everyone to sound off because I'd like to see what the community's input on this is. But when exactly should you upgrade your computer? If this is a main job for you, if this is your main source of income, at what point are you taking on enough work that you need to get a desktop unit and stop working off of your laptop? I think a lot of filmmakers can relate to this because when I first started off, I was working off of my MacBook Pro 13-inch, and I still have that computer and absolutely love it. But now I use that for QuickBooks and accounting and just kind of sitting on my couch and doing research or whatever I need to be doing. But for a desktop computer, it's so important to have something that can process large files. When I would render something on my other computer, it took quite some time on a little MacBook 13-inch. Regardless of the power you have put into it, it's still it's pretty hard to get a MacBook Pro that's a 13-inch anyway, that's pretty powerful. The 17 inches or the 15 inches, they're pretty powerful nowadays in Mac's lineup, but it really kind of boils down to how much work are you doing? How many clients are you taking in each month, every year? How many videos are you exporting? I can have one large client, and I can do maybe like a couple of really big videos for them every year. Or I could be doing a series of like, you know, 20 to 30 videos for them for social media content or whatever they might need. So it's really important to kind of figure out when you're exactly going to upgrade your computer. For me, it took doing a lot of bigger work. Now, when I started working with a lot of ProRes files, filming with my C100 and the Ninja 2 external recorder, I found that I really needed more processing power because I had bigger files. I needed bigger space. I needed more room on my computer to actually look at my Premiere Pro editing window. It really played into that factor. So that's kind of when I decided to go to my desktop. And now I've had my desktop unit for almost a year, and it's done pretty well. This is a new one. I've had several editing computers throughout my career, but just this year is when I kind of really started getting back into this and really pumping out some content. So upgrading my computer, though, I definitely saw a benefit. I've been putting out way more content. For those of you who follow my YouTube channel, you know that I'm putting out at least one tutorial every single weekday on Premiere Pro tutorials. So it definitely comes in handy. I'm absolutely happy with the decision, and I was able to recoup the cost fairly quickly. That's another thing that you need to take into consideration. If you're doing this, if you're doing freelance work or your video production company, then it's important to kind of take into consideration how long is it going to take you to recoup those expenses on your computer, your hard drives, things like that. You know, as you get into a more serious business atmosphere and you're starting to really being taken seriously as a business, then it's important to think like a business and think, when are you going to recoup your cost? For me, I recouped my cost within a short time, so I was pretty happy with it, and I'm very happy that I have the computer. It's helped me out a good bit. But what I'd like to do is I'd like to find out a little bit more from the filmmaking community, people who are listeners of this brand new podcast, this being the inaugural episode. What do you guys think? What does everyone out there who is in this field, how long did it take you to decide to purchase a computer? When did you make that transition? If you'd like to call in, I'd love to maybe sound off in the next episode and see what everyone thinks, because I think that's a big question for a lot of filmmakers starting out. Definitely one of my big ones. So I'd definitely like to pull in some information from the community. So if you're a filmmaker, make sure to leave a call in so we can check that out together. So anyway, that's really it. This is just going to be a micro podcast for the inaugural one. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Make sure to subscribe or follow or whatever you do on Anchor. And if this is on iTunes, make sure to subscribe to the podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Till next time, we'll see you later.